Nolte, 11 Facts That Have Already Unraveled the Ukraine Hoax. By John Nolte on October 3, 2019. Am I terrible for enjoying this? And I mean enjoying this from the beginning. From day one, when one of our fine editors asked me to look at the brewing Ukraine scandal and my response was to LOL at how stupid it all is / was / will be forever. I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he will get re-elected. Representative Al Green, DTX, on MSNBC. Come on, this whole thing is super lame, and the anticipation of awaiting its unraveling was almost as delicious as watching the unraveling. And I'm no genius. I'm no sage. My skills are no different than anyone else's. One of the things that makes humans human is our ability to recognize patterns. This unique skill of ours created the wheel, put a man on the moon, gave us the iPhone and Hogan's Heroes. So, after all of this, Hispanic George Zimmerman, the white racist killer. Hands up, don't shoot. Trump can't win. Brett Kavanaugh, serial rapist. The KK kids from KK Covington High School. Trump colluded with Russia. Brett Kavanaugh, serial rapist part 2. Only a chimp with a learning disability could fail to recognize another yet another yawn pattern pointing to a desperate conspiracy orchestrated by the deep state, Democrats, and the media to take out the bad orange man. And this one was truly desperate, poorly planned from the beginning, and so poorly executed that every one of the conspirators, especially Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, CNN's Chris Cuomo and Jake Tapper, MSNBC's Rachel Maddow and Lawrence O'Donnell, sound like used car salesmen with one day left to hit their monthly quota. Rush, 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 you gotta impeach now or you don't get the free undercoating. Anyway, the whole thing is now unraveling, and here's why. Schiff busted lying, conspiring, being even more pencil-neckier than usual. Schiff getting caught lying about his contacts with this phony deep state whistleblower is the least surprising thing about any of this. Of course he was working with the fake whistleblower to fabricate this non-scandal. Of course he lied about it. Of course other Democrats were involved. Of course the establishment media were in on it. We have not spoken directly with the whistleblower. We would like to. But I'm sure the whistleblower has concerns that he has not been advised, as the law requires, by the Inspector General or the Director of National Intelligence just as to how he is to communicate with Congress. Representative Adam Schiff to MSNBC's Sam Stein. Schiff did appear to lie here and previously saying that his office had not spoken directly with the whistleblower. But if you care more about this stuff than the actual substance of the whistleblower complaint, then you're being a hack. For reasons no one should have to explain, the whistleblower rules make it painfully clear you keep the politicians out of this process. But Schiff was brought in early so the complaint would be a bulletproof roadmap for an impeachment hearing. Hearsay, hearsay, hearsay. Everyone is arguing the whistleblower's complaint is weak because it is all based on second and third hand information. No, this is exactly wrong. That was the plan. That was always the plan. Schiff, the media, and the deep state deliberately went this route because it means witnesses hauled before an impeachment inquiry are immediately put on defense, have to prove a negative, have to prove they did not do or say something without meeting their accuser, the whistleblower. This is already backfiring, though, because of the things the phony whistleblower got wrong, like who was on the call with Trump and what exactly was said. And this is all thanks to reporting from new media and Trump outmaneuvering his enemies by releasing the transcript of the call in question and the full whistleblower complaint. Deep state changed whistleblower rules to get Trump. Oddly enough, until recently, a whistleblower complaint required first-hand as opposed to second and third-hand knowledge. Gee, wonder why those rules were suddenly changed? Quid pro no. The phony whistleblower told us Trump would threaten Ukraine with the withholding of crucial U.S. aid unless Ukraine agreed to help him politically, which, oddly enough, is exactly what Joe Biden did. Instead, as the transcript of the phone call proves, it was Ukraine's president who brought up the issue of corruption and all Trump did was ask him to look into Biden's threat to withhold U.S. aid if Ukraine refused to fire a prosecutor who was digging into the energy company that hired Biden's son Hunter for $50,000 a month. A month, even though Hunter knows nothing about Ukraine or energy. Quid pro oh. It gets worse. When the call took place, Ukraine was still fully expecting the U.S. to keep sending aid. Even the far-left BuzzFeed has been forced to admit this. How can there be a threat or quid pro quo when Ukraine thought it was still raining American dollars? There can't be, so the whistleblower lied. Australia, Australia, Australia. The media recycling an old nothing burger into a bombshell made it pretty obvious the Ukraine hoax was already running on fumes just a few days after it launched. The cover-up and the secret server. Did you hear that Trump, whom the walls are closing in on, tried to hide his call with Ukraine on a secret server so that he could cover up all his threats and quid pro quo them? Not to keep tooting my own horn, but toot, I told you we'd find out Obama used the same secret server and, lo and behold. We're told that the victim in all of this is Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who was threatened, strong-armed, and blackmailed by Trump. Only the transcript of the phone call says that didn't happen, and so does the victim. Fight and lies and lies and lies and then lies again. What the deep state, the media, and Democrats saw in this whole debacle was a two-fair. 1. Get Trump, and 2. Save Biden from the brewing Ukraine scandal involving his rent-seeking son Hunter. Well, we already know part 1 has imploded, but somehow part 2 has imploded even more. All this failed coup attempt has done is to put a glaring spotlight on Joe and Hunter and Hunter's $50,000 a month, salary to sit on the board of a company he knows nothing about in a country he knows nothing about. And then there is the video of dumb daddy bragging about his successful quid pro quo. His threat to withhold aid from Ukraine if the prosecutor investigating his son's company was not fired. And then there's this 2014 bombshell photograph of then-Vice President Joe golfing with Hunter and a board member of the Ukraine company that hired Hunter for $50,000 a month, even though Joe assured us just last month he had never ever spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. Talk about a backfire. Oh, my, just look at all the fake news. Just like with the Russia collusion hoax, the fake media are using fake news to cover up the fact that this is all a lie, a con, a hoax, a grift. On top of that hilariously desperate Australia thing, there was ABC News lying about an advisor to Ukraine's president saying the Biden issue was a precondition to any phone calls with Trump. Well, except for the fact that there was no precondition and the source was not an advisor, great work ABC. And then the far-left Washington Post reported that Trump's acting director of national intelligence threatened to resign over all of this. Well, except for the fact he didn't. Great work, Washington Post. Jake Tapper revs up his hoax machine. Watching Jake Tapper melt down and scream lies at Trump supporters is always a dead giveaway that the hoax is unraveling. The Ukrainian prosecutor was not investigating Hunter Biden's company when my precious Joe Biden got him fired. Well, except for the fact that this same prosecutor signed an affidavit under penalty of perjury saying he was investigating Hunter Biden's company when your precious Joe got him fired. Great work, Jakester. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.